Okay, we're started. How you guys doing? Brian here. Today is what, the 26th of April. I want to say thank you very much for joining us. Looks like Bitcoin is on the bounce again. So again, as I said, this is MotoWave. If you're not familiar with it, it's a really powerful system. Now I'm just discovering some new features in it that I've not seen before. I've not really played a lot with it the last few months. So I've put a lot of development into good old Python. Anyways, I'm just going to generate a new file here. I'm going to tell you what the big performers are. That's what we're going to focus on today. It is a full discussion. You guys are obviously more than welcome to chime in whenever you want. Let's get things started here. Okay. So right now, the markets are looking fairly weak. Right now, the top movers I'm seeing right now, and this changes from time to time, is basically, I'm going to close these two because these were moving earlier. It's Compound and leave that. I'm going to close that up too. That I'll close up. I'll close up some of these other ones. This one was a top performer. Now again, everything's moving right now, which is really good. So I don't know if you see my video earlier today. Right now, what's moving is IOST. Okay, IOST, USDT. That's moving. We're also seeing some moves in Matic. So I'll load that one up as well. And we also have one called Dawn and Dent. So you can see Matic there is just doing crazy. Dent, I think, yeah, that's available. And the next one I think we have is Dawn, but I'm not sure if we have that available in Motive Wave. Now this changes from time to time, obviously, so I'll get out of that. So let's first look at Bitcoin. Sika's gonna come on in. Okay, so right now, this is a totally new style of trading. The bot will not capture everything. The bot will slice the market. In this approach, what we're gonna do is kind of capture trades and just let them trade as a day trader. That's one of the advantages of trading like this. So as I said, let's just look at Bitcoin. So with Bitcoin, we've had a really big pullback. Judging from the last three pullbacks, I'd say this was the biggest, but you could see that that's the biggest move right there. Bitcoin's really on fire. It dropped off quite a bit earlier today. Ethereum, I would say, is fully recovered from any very little drawdown at all. These were the big winners today. This one's was doing really good. You can see that down bar there for today. This is what my bot was trying to trade today, was his Dent. People will always ask about Doge. Doge is kind of lost to the world, so we'll close that out for now. This one I'm really excited about is XMR, even though it's quite volatile for the last 3 days, but this one is doing A-OK. Same with Zcash. I think this one's going to bounce back too. But right now, what we want to focus are on the top movers. So top movers today, I noticed was this one, SOL. So I'll close that one out because that's not that down move, but there's SRM. You can see that's doing quite well. As I said, you can chime in whenever you guys want, guys. Litecoin's not really doing a whole lot. Dent is looking okay. XMR, I'm going to close off XMR because it's not a top mover. I'm going to keep my eyes out on anything else that's moving. This one's a top mover right now. IOST, Matic, a Dent as well. Zcash, and I'll close all those out. So what I'm doing is I'm lining up all the potential trades that we can set up. but I want to keep the desktop clean. One thing you could do is use this panel right here. That gets kind of messy because if you're just watching a fixed subset of charts all the time, this would work fine. But because I'm watching top movers and they move in and out all the time, like right now, I'm going to start watching waves as well. I'm going to start watching BTG as well. You can see that that's doing really well. BTG. And the next one that has been moving is SCCA coin and XRP. So we'll leave those for now. And but we don't want too many. That's the problem. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through these and figure out which ones are moving the best right now. So we got waves. That's looking pretty strong. BTG, not so strong. SC, not so strong, because we want to keep it small, slim and trim. Okay, so I would say IOST, Matic, and Waves. Dent was earlier, so I'm going to close that for now. Okay, so any questions so far? So we're going to just focus on these four for now. Just so you know, over the last few videos, you might know I've been kind of playing around with this study called Smooth Rate of Change. And this one, I'm going to leave the defaults. You can set the signaling as well, so it'll play a sound, and as well as some other options. So that's number one. So we now have this smooth ROC indicator down here. We have four charts. Now, I can't remember how to apply the same study to each of these charts, but I know you can just press create a, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a way to do it. You apply it to a series of indicators that you want on one chart, and then you can use a hotkey to apply it to all open charts that you want. But for now, we're just going to do it individually and leave it that. Okay, cool. So what we're looking for is obviously the crosses here, and this is the white line and red line. So what might that entail? So if I edit it, what we're looking for is the ROC line and the signal line. So when the ROC line, sorry, the signal crosses the ROC, we have an entry, and then the opposite for a exit. Simple enough, right? So again, this is using MotoWave. Now, we've got the bot working. Just so you know, I don't know if you guys heard about my YouTube video. It got pulled. I completely went through the new version of the new client test. The trading client works great, and I'm pretty happy with it. It will, I can show you what happens. So if I pull up my, I'm not sure how long this will take, but if I try to show you my trading history. So I've been trading it for a couple of days. So what will happen is it will, let's see if I can find a buy here. So everything's still spot. And let's see here. What will happen is if we buy, let's say Ethereum, right? And then we try to sell it. What's happening with Ethereum, well, any trade right now as the markets get hot again, even during the crash between Friday, Sunday, what was happening in order to get a fill, I was having to spend up to $400 to get a fill on a trade. So that was a big challenge, but it turned out to be $400. And from there, the exit, how it works is it will split up the sales or the quantity of the exit into four different sales. And then you also get left over with what they call a dust amount. So let's say you buy $400 worth and then you sell $400 worth in four separate orders. That's what the script will do. Excuse me. And then you'll be left with an amount under $100, which is the dust amount. And what you can do is every 6 hours, you'll be able to clear out that what they call dust, small orders or small balances in Tether, and then be able to, with one click, convert them into BNB. And you can only do that every 6 hours. So that's a convenient way to at least, it'll get rid of about 75% of the balance of the orders, but you will be left with some dust quantities as well because of the price moves that the bot will not be able to properly close out, because it, when you put your order quantity in, you do your exit, it changes. So there's a balance there. So you try to work off as much as you can to sell off. So that's kind of usually how it works. And it's working pretty good for two days so far. I'm going to test it as well. So that's the cool part. As well, I had the video running. YouTube decides to pull it off of YouTube, and it was deemed dangerous content. And I'm not the only one that has the same problem. So I'm not streaming anymore on YouTube. No more videos on YouTube. So it's all going to go up on the rumble.com. And it just, YouTube does not like cryptocurrency talk at all. So that's all fine and good. So let me just continue. So let me know if you got any questions so far on that. I can definitely answer as we go. So as I said, we got five coins that are moving right now. These are the top movers: Dent, IOST, Matic, Waves, and they're all lined up with this smooth ROC study. So a couple of things I want you to be aware of. I just noticed this a few hours ago, but I just want to give you a working theory how this will work. So if you come under here on the lower right of where the study is, you can go create an alert. So what will happen is you can set an alert when, in this case, the ROC crosses a certain level. Okay. So that's the only conditions we can work with, is either the ROC SMA or the ROC moving average. Those are the only two parameters we get to work with within this panel for the alert. If I program it, I would have to offer more parameters because this is very limiting as an alert. I was hoping that I'd be able to get more options here within these parameter lists, but that's not the case. So what I have to do is I have to create two alerts. One is assuming when the ROC crosses is 43.7. And the other problem is this is hard-coded. So again, when I program the strategy, because from a study to a strategy, it will offer a more parameters instead of a hardcore value. So I'll have that as part of the strategy option when I do that. So for now, what we do is we set our condition, crosses this coded or hard value, 43.7. I'm just going to use a default. And what you can do is I'm just going to label it smooth ROC or whatever. Okay. Now, one thing I like about this particular study, you can treat it like an oscillator. So this is really good for, doesn't matter what happens. You're not basing profit off of momentum. It can be based off of simple mean reversion, right? So that would work in, I don't know if you guys seen gold moving or oil moving, it mean reverts for the last couple of weeks. So I'm gonna just create, let me just go back. So here, I'm gonna edit this alert here. And I forgot to put in the trade. So in here, you can trade when the alert is activated to do, let's say, a buy, and you can put your quantity in there. So if I put, I don't know, this is just all experimental. This is what I'm just showing you. So you can put in here $15, okay, and then just save it, okay. Oh, also, one other thing I forgot to mention here. I don't use stop losses or trailing stops, but because with with MotoWave. You have that here, so you can set that. Again, I'm going to enable that in the strategy once I code it up. So that's what's currently available. So you would sell, have a sell alert, and then you would have to create, in this case, what we're doing right now, you would have to have a buy alert as well. And again, that's all hard coded as well as is, which is not really good. So you can trigger it multiple times. Every time this scenario happens, it will execute multiple trades. That can get kind of dangerous if you're not properly watching it. So back into the trade, this time we're going to create a buy. So we have a sell alert, and now we're going to have a buy alert as well. And again, we can put our quantity at 15. And again, we can also set our stop loss or our limit as well. Okay, so I am going to leave those two as is, and I can do the same thing with these alerts, okay? So I can do that for each of these as is, as you can see. And it's okay with the way it is, just depends upon what study you use. So for me right now, this is fairly limited, but the study is quite good. Now, here's what I was mentioning in the study. This is what is available as part of the study as an input. You have your different typical open, close, midpoint, high, low, close, all the bar stuff. You have your signal as well. And then in here, that's a standard there, toolbar standard. But here you can add these into the toolbar as well. So ROC line, signal line. So let me just, this is something, so I'm going to create that. Let me just see if that is now available in the alert option. So that might make life much better. Okay. So if I come under here, no, we still only have these two options. So that's not great, but this is a limitation of MotoWave as well. Now, some other limitations of MotoWave is this type of strategy that I'm coming up with will definitely work for one chart, and then you would apply one strategy to the chart, okay? As in here, activate, off you go. So what I could do is I have my study. Now, remember, I'm just trying to help you segregate out the difference between a study and a strategy. With a study, it's an indicator, okay? But you can't trade with a study. You can generate signals with a study, and that's as far as you can go. With a signaling, that includes like a noise as well as an email. That's all you have with a study. But with a strategy, what you can do, you can combine different studies into one strategy. And then also the strategy, you can enable that to trade the study or combination of studies, and you can build out all the different combinations that will trigger an entry. So that's kind of what I'm planning to do with the ROC, because with a smooth ROC rate of change, I've seen it work really well. It doesn't lag. I've mentioned this in a video before. I'm actually going to probably put up my video that was removed from YouTube up on Rumble maybe later tonight, so you can get a better idea how all this works, plus with the latest updates in the trading client script as well. So I'm going to have that. So that's pretty well the plan. I could day trade this right now, but what I'm going to do is I've talked about the screeners and what you can use as a tool. I've talked about coin tracking.info. Okay, so I've talked about that a lot. In the dashboard in there, you get under trends, which is very powerful. You shouldn't rely on CoinMarketCap because that's owned by Binance, which obviously means they'll have data skewed towards Binance. But here, this data is among something like 900,000 users. So it's all aggregated from those users, and it will give you all kinds of really good things like the volume, who's holding what, da 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 da. I could go on and on about it. And this is really good information. Now, the reason I'm bringing up CoinTracking right now is over the last couple of months, I was always challenged with how do we set daily targets and being able to know when to shut down the bot when it reaches a certain target for the day. So I came up with this idea today. I haven't coded it up yet, but what I'm planning to do is CoinTracking has an API. I've kind of played around with the API, and there's some useful things in there. The problem is with CoinTracking.info is when you come under the dashboard here and then you get your trade list here, what it means is that this data, does apparently you can't rely on it, because I went to the support at Coinbase, or sorry, at CoinTracking, and I wanted to know how often does that data get imported into CoinTracking when they do a pull into my Binance API? How often is that done? And she said it was up to no more than a day. So that's not very useful if you wanted to use something from the API to get an overview of how your profit's doing. So in my case, I'll just give you an example here. This right here, the balance, that's my balance of my portfolio, okay? What we can do here is we can use this balance as a way to determine not what I would call a daily target, but be able to say, okay, if you have, and this, I'm looking for your people's input on this, which would help. I'm just getting confused with so much stuff. Okay, so if you have any questions, let me know. Okay, so like I was saying about CoinTracking and this business about the daily target, what I was thinking is only trade when this balance moves. So let's say midnight at whatever time you record that balance, what you're starting at for the day. And during the day, every hour you check that balance. So you're running your bot as is, so I don't have to shut down the signaling. It is you in the client trading script that has that control. So what you could do is you could check your daily balance, and if it's moving up, take on more trades. If you know that your account's moving up, so this morning, this was at $6,100, okay? So as it moves up, and on Saturday, it went as low as $5,600. So went up yesterday, $5,700, $5,800, and then because of the big increase. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys can't see this. Oh, man. Let me just add, Baron, what time frame do you usually use when you use? Okay, so for this study, the smooth ROC, it's really up to you. Obviously, you don't want to use it with daily because with the daily, it's too slow. And if I was to show you the moves of, let's say, a 5-minute chart, you see here, we can see the trend is moving up, and my signals will check for this for the potential volatility, and it won't put it on the watch list. So it won't take the trade. So my bot will do that automatically. But the problem is when you start to get into lower timeframes, things start to get more noisy. So the optimal, I would probably say, is your hourly. And base it off of that. But again, it depends what you want to do, because that's a nice thing about the smooth ROC is that it basically can be used universally. It's not dependent on any time frame, but obviously the time frame for a daily is going to be way too slow. I mean, a 2-hour might be good as well, or anything you really want, but I don't think you'd want to go below 1 hour, but 1 or 2 hours should be okay. Hopefully I'll answer your question. No problem. Okay, so let me go back to the CoinTracking info. I noticed that you guys couldn't see what I was talking about. Okay, so this is my account. So right here, as I was saying with the under dashboard, and then you get the options of trade list. That usually can be, not always, but can be updated once an hour. That's fine, but from what I've seen, that's not the case. And the support said it's usually updated once a day. So that's kind of useless. But this is what we can use. Now, this is from the API perspective. So if you're using Cointracking.info and you have multiple accounts in one, call it portfolio, so you could have a Kraken account, you could have Coinbase, whatever you want, plus Binance. What I would recommend, and again, I'm going to do this in the trading client script, and I think this is the most appropriate because it's you guys that control when you want to trade and when you don't want to trade. But what I would recommend is probably getting Cointracking.info. And what you can do is when you sync up your API and the exchange that you're trading from, you can then have it trade with your balance. And what you can do is you can check the balance every hour. So if you're at, let's say in my case, Saturday night, where Bitcoin was dropping and the whole crypto world was ending, where this account went to $5,600. And you know that if you're checking every hour and it's dropping, you don't want to trade. Okay. But if it's increasing, then you can trade it. So if you know that the balance right here, this balance is moving up, continue trading. And it's up to you if you want to continue trading if this account balance drops. So that's what I'm probably thinking of. You'll always get the signals, okay? But it's up to you in the trading client script if you have the coin tracking. I'm going to have a coding demo on how to use the API. And then just use the balance and record every hour the balance. And as long as that's moving up, continue trading. Once it's dropping, just stop trading and refuse the signals. So that's probably the simplest way to handle the daily targets. Some people want it all the time to be able to trade. Some want to just follow when it hits a certain level, or trading all the time only when the balance moves up. So Sika had a question, is a weighted average the same as a weighted moving average? Yeah, it's a weighted moving average among the top 13 coins. Can you get me the formula if it's not? I tried reading about it, but I really can't get any read. Okay, let me explain that to you. So let's deal with that. Weighted moving average, okay. So if you have different, weightings from different coins. So let me just pull up CoinMarketCap. So with CoinMarketCap, at the time when I expanded this, CoinMarketCap. So when I developed this formula at the time, which is about 2 months ago, I just went through the top 15 and that what was traded on Binance, I just included those in the weighted average. So this my weighted average is a little outdated, but it still gives a really good perspective of the overall space. So what it will do is it will take each coin as a separate weighting, and then the formula is fairly simple. Weighted moving average formula. So each weighting will have it's a weighted moving average, I believe. It would be a weighted moving average. So right here. So as I said, you know, you have each coin having its own separate weighting. So you use the volume and the price. So the volume determines the weighting of that average collectively. And then if the coin is bigger based upon volume, then obviously it's going to have a bigger weighting for that average. I'm not sure if that makes sense for you, Sika, but it's generally that's how it works. So each coin will have its own weighting, and then you use the volume, or basically you can also use the market cap as a way to weight that average. So where to get that is I would go into Investopedia Are you trying to code that up? If you are, and another place where you can get a better example is, yeah, I find MotoWave was confused about the weighting to give each coin. Okay, so let's say if you want to know a formula and see an example, I find that weighted, if you want code as an example, so if you use this weighted moving average, you can look for it using MotoWave and you'll get that here. And then what you can do is you can just go through, here's the formula right here. And I don't know if you have MotoWave, but it's something I would look at because you can download the source code and be able to get a better idea how to code it up. I mean, this is Java, but you could easily transfer it over into Python if that's what you're using. So that's another good reference, what I would do to get calculations and see how studies and strategies are created. Let me pull it up. MotoWave study source code. So a lot of people don't know about this. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, right here. So I'll put this in the chat so you can capture that. So here you can definitely get all the source code, 275 publicly available studies and strategies within MotoWave, and that's source code. No platform offers that. And that's 275. It's not like two or three, it's 275. So it's a good place to go. And I'm sure you can find the way to move an average one in there. Okay, as a tip to help you out. So coming back to the way to move the coin tracking info, I think that's the best. No problem, Sika. That's the best way to approach this issue concerning when to trade, when not to trade. Because if you set a target, what will happen is, let's say at 5% for the day, it's now going through the moon like it did last night. You're going to miss out on 10, 15% on top of what you could have traded automatically. So that's what I've experienced for the last few months. So I think using the weighted moving the balance of your account and measure it every hour and to see how it's doing. And if it's moving up, continue trading. If it's going down every hour, just stop trading. And that's a really simple risk management way to trade. And you can do it in your own trading script. So I'll continuously 24/7 send out those signals, but you will have control when you want to trade those or not. Okay. So that's that. But I am finding a lot of things I have missed with the Python that I'm getting with MotoWave. I think any version is fine as long as it has the trading. I think it's like pricing here. So let's see. Yeah, you want to get the order flow one. I think this is the entry level one that will enable you to trade. The standard version. So if you scroll down here, you'll get the price if you want to pay monthly or daily, whatever you want. So yeah, $250 or $24 a month. So it's fairly affordable. And it's a really good tool to have because, it's just overall, it just has a lot of power to it. Now I can continue doing the day trading pieces, but one thing I have looked at for within MotoWave or generally any platform is this, what I've been showing it, are these studies and strategies. But what I'm planning to do is to take the simple smooth rate of change and then be able to turn that into a strategy, which will give you a lot of options in a set. All you got to do is load up the proper, So if I load up this strategy here, Have all the different options, and then just activate it, off you go, and it'll start trading for you based upon the coding of this strategy. So as I said, the problem is that strategy cannot be applied across all assets. So you have to open your chart, your trading chart here, like IOST, Matic, Waves, or whatever, and then open up the strategy for that chart. So it's not like you can have a strategy and have a one strategy across many charts. It's not possible. It's one-to-one. So you have one strategy per trading chart. Okay. So this is the problem. The problem is you got to know what's moving. So right now you can see what's moving. We got Waves, Matic, IOST, and these are your top movers. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to look at to see what are the next set of movers right now. So one source you can use for that is, again, the coin tracking info. I'll show you that in a minute. Let me just pull up what I need. Okay. And as I said, by doing what I'm doing right now, I'm able to see other coins moving right now, and it's based upon hourly moves. So if I look at, we've got a few more here. We got HOT. That's a top mover. We also have Waves, SC, Sia Coin. So we had that earlier. Now it's moving quite a bit. And the next best one is, let's say, Engine. So we have a couple more, right? So these are now the next round. And what you could, you know how these things are moving based upon the price moves. If you watch this price move here on Ethereum, you can see how that's moving pretty good. Same with Ethereum, that's moving pretty good too. That's only because it's Ethereum and Bitcoin, but for the top movers, let's say right now it's HOT. This one right here, it's barely moving. You see that one's kind of not moving as fast as Bitcoin or Ethereum. And if there's enough volume in there, you'll see that price chart, that chart just move up fast. The next one we have is IOST, this one. And you can see that price move is not too bad for a little coin. Let's slow down. But the other thing is with this, you can look at the order book. So let's see here. Or am I looking for, oh, right here. So you can look at the order book for, let's say, let's look at Bitcoin. Okay, so here we can see the, let me cancel that. So I'm going to cancel these. I'll cancel all. Oh, well. Yeah, you can take a look at the overall order book, which is really useful. Another thing you might want to look at is the time and sales. This one right here. So we'll look at, so here's time and sales for Bitcoin. Now you can see here, the red obviously means that there's more pressure in the market, meaning that's going to drive down the price. And that's what's going on right now. And that's the sort of thing from a high level you can look at. And again, that's something you can get in MotiveWave, and you don't have to be a programmer for that. And then of course you have the ability to you go crazy on this. I remember seeing something very useful. Let me try XMR. Submit here. No. Okay, I'm gonna cancel all that. But the order book is kind of where everything, all the activity is. And you don't have to worry about machine learning. You don't have to worry about all these fancy studies and strategies. a lot of these can be, a lot of strategies and studies can be built off of just the order book alone. And as I said, if you know, let me see, okay, let me pull up our time in sales, but for, I'm not having a good day today, am I wrong? So we want time in sales of our top performer, let's say IOST, okay? So here you can see it's more positive. How do you make calculations upon order book? Which indicators support order book? Barum, that's a good question. I'm just giving you, this is probably one of the top coins out there right now, and you can see it's more profitable. You just look at it. There's more blue, which is green, than the red. Okay, and then that's what's going to drive up the price. So how do you make calculations upon using the order book? In the coding with the software development kit for MotoWave, it's a separate class. So with the class, you don't need to build out, you could build a so-called study in the code and just use the order book and the order book object or order book class, and then code up based upon that and turn it into a strategy, and then turn it into a study, and then use that study code and turn it into a strategy based upon different conditions. So there is that flexibility. So this is how one thing that you can look for to day trade is, like, just look at the time in sales, because you know right now it's, I mean, it's full on blue. And if I look at the chart on a month and a minute basis, you're not seeing that. That's the problem, because that lags, right? But this is real time. Like, that's as low as you can get. Okay, so you could build out equivalent of an HFT strategy with MotoWave. And because you can host this MotoWave on in Japan, this is a very powerful platform. And then host it on your Vulture account in Windows, obviously. And you're going to get 10 to 13, 10 to 15 second milliseconds of latency. Really good, man. It's powerful. Okay. That's why I don't put up these video playbacks publicly, because this is the sort of thing that it's great to have, but people think that MotoWave is not a great platform, and let it be known that it's a pretty decent platform. As I said, the only limitation is the screening capabilities. If you know you have something that's moving, then it's fine, because you can watch that particular pair in MotoWave. Now, let's talk about data sources. Okay, let me pull up my... okay, so I'm sure you want to know how to get the hourly moves. One way is if, because you are subscribed to your own account with cointracking.info. Here it is. So in here, what you want to get to build a really good screener is to use, trend analysis. I think it's coin trends. So yeah, here it is. So coin trends. So here you can see how it's trending based upon an hour. Okay. You don't care about 24 hour, 7 day or 30 day. That's useless, but this is what you want. So you're able to figure out what your top performers are. Obviously a lot of these coins are useless because they're kind of hyped up coins through newsletters and all that, but there are going to be your coins in there that you can trade on Binance. Hang on here. You can trade on Binance. And what will happen is those coins you can definitely screen out for which ones are moving. Okay, so that's something that you can look at, but you can definitely build out a scraper from this. Okay. Because this is your own account. So there should be no limitation on this. Unfortunately, the API doesn't have this, but to be able to, so here you can get your entries, put 1,000. And does it work? Yeah, it looks like it might work. Yeah. So if you have that left open on your computer, okay, you're able to basically scrape all this data, all the big movers, or only currencies you own, or you could filter out some way. I haven't really thought, I just thought of these. So I'm not sure what this does, but just give me show real currencies. So if there's a way to do it, this is a great data source. Okay. Because you can keep this open and the support's really good with coin tracking as well. Okay, so this is just an idea I'm looking at to improve a data source for screening, because screening is where it's at. And that's how I'm able to choose these fast moving coins that I'm showing here. IOST and whatever else. Okay, so those are just tips to help you. But again, as a programmer, it gives you a lot of advantages. How many would be, let me ask, how many out on here? We got 5. How many would be capable of coding something up like this? Just give me a yes. Would you have confidence being able to code something like this? So Bayram, I think majority are not able to. But imagine if you were able to get access to this and have this kind of screener available. And you can also go crazy and figure out where you can trade some of these coins. I mean, a lot of these coins are going to be like no different than penny stocks. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these are probably manipulated in some way, but are listed on the Chinese exchanges like Huobi or OKX. But looking at them, majority of them are not even hitting the bigger coins yet. But that is possible to do that as a data source. Any other questions so far? Got 750. So there are ways to do it right now. I like Python a lot, and I just didn't think I'd be coming back to the spot market because I was more focused on the futures market and Motorway didn't support the futures market. But from what I'm seeing, Motorway does talk to Kraken as well as a connection. So you can do some interesting things with Bitcoin and Ethereum on Kraken with Motorwave. So you can do that. And then here you got the spot market with Binance and Motorwave among so many programming options. So, I'm going to be looking at continuing with the bot. It's working really good. Let that run. But there's going to be modes that I want to day trade that the bot won't be able to pick up. And instances of like right now, the IOST and all these other coins that I'm showing will be missed that the bot will not pick up. On top of that, the bot only scalps. So here you're able to go in, put a position in, and just watch the trade or automate it using one of the studies or strategies and just have it automatically for that strategy. And then once the opportunity with the coin, it drops off, close it out, and then start focusing on some other coins as well. So let me pull up another set here that we might be able to work with. Let's see here. I'm going to run another session here for whether the movers. So imagine if I had right now, all of these coins were moving, I could easily apply a study and a strategy to those and then automate them. So now let's see here. There is another way to do this. Let me just see what other coins there are. I'm just loading up my data here. And I'm going to show you, you can create a watch list as well to kind of automate it, but there's limitations. Okay, so some of these coins that I'm seeing is other ones. So I think we did talk about SRM, but I'll load that up. Okay. Let me go back to here. Close that out as well as that. Okay, so we have, we have SRM. That's starting to move now. You can see why. We also have Engine. That's now a top mover. Yeah, that's moving pretty good. Qtum is another mover. Okay, and we also have XRP. Okay. USDT. And the reason I like trading in USDT is because it takes away all that from a momentum strategy. It's best to trade in a stable coin because it takes away probably half of your volatility. So if you're trading in Bitcoin, you got to, and Bitcoin, the price is dropping, even though the other coin's moving up, you're still not going to make money. But with Tether or USDT, the price is stable. So that removes a lot of your volatility that you're going to be faced with trading crypto. So what's the other one we have? I have YFI, Zen as well. So there's that. So one last thing I can show you is the watch list. Each area you have to start differently. Top here. So here in the watch list, I'm just going to load this one up. So in here we have, you can add comfortably, depending upon your system, you can add up a couple of hundred coins if you wanted. Here you can see what's happening is the change. Percent change is another way to judge your screener. So in this case, we know that Ripple or XRP in USDT is moving at the highest. So you know, we can create a new chart tab. Boom, there you go. So that's just another easier work. And then you can apply your strategy as well and just use a hotkey to apply it and then run it. So this is another easy way to use MotoWave in the watch list to know what's moving. So if you know Ripple is moving 31% or Bitcoin, and you know that's your best bet, just apply the strategy and off you go to create the strategy. So that's another option you have. And at the same time, use this as equivalent of a screener, put all the coins you want. So let's say if I add a new coin here, how can we create this screen if you don't mind? Okay. So let me close this out. So all you gotta do is come here, depending upon how your layout is, but you just come under here, watch list. So this is the only predefined watch list that they have with out of box with MotoWave. But what you can do is you can create your own watch list. I believe right here. So these are the elements you can put in, bid ask, all that, but the percent change is your best one. Okay. Here you have your instruments. So you can add in more instruments as well. You can use flat files quite easily. And then you can apply and build out a watch list from here, save everything. Okay. And off you go. So as an example, you got your instruments list. So if I add in, can't remember how to, oh, there you go. This one right here. So if I want to add in SOL USDT, you can do this manually. Okay. Boom. And then there's SOL listed there. Just understand sometimes this percent change does not get updated, because when I got from the support was, if the coins too doesn't have enough volume or doesn't have enough liquidity, it will not update the percent change. But this is a great way to have your own screener based upon a watch list. So what you could do is, as I said, you could load in a flat file under your instruments here and use a CSV file, load it in, and then it will update your watch list. But you do have to have a system that has a lot of RAM. So if you're going to do this in Vulture, you could easily do it. So like I say, you just make sure you choose a server on Vulture with enough memory to handle this. You're looking at a big server, but you're most likely going to have to run this on a desktop locally. So how can we make sure there's high liquidity? Well, you can either measure based upon things like coin trends under cointracking.info. That will give you coin charts, I believe. Yeah, this is what you want. So I don't know if you've seen this, but there's all these different analysis tools that are available in coin tracking. I'm just trying to think of where to go. Bitcoin analysis, I think. So if you're looking for what is got liquidity, hang on here. I think it's under user statistics you want. So under here, it will give you your holdings of who's holding what. So under here, you get all kinds of, but this is probably the more important one. As you can see here, these are the more liquid ones. So IoT, EOS, BCH, XLM, and moving to the left, they're more liquid. And if they're not here, you're going to have, I mean, these are small, like Sol's, or another data source I should mention before I mess myself up. Just go to CoinMarketCap. You can see by market cap, which ones are in order, the more liquid ones. So here, if you're focusing on the top 10, like Solana, which is Sol, that's number 14. So you know that's a fairly liquid, but that can drop off. Like Theta was number 8, or Cardano was number 3 at some point. And then they come and go, right? But you can always readjust your watch list based around that. Is there an indicator for which to test for liquidity? Maybe, but it's really hard because, as I said, you have to open a chart in order to trade it. So your best spot is either to use CoinTracking.info or CoinMarketCap, which is obviously free, and just focus on those top 20 and maybe the top 25 or top 30 or something like that. So you can build your own little screener out of this and then focus on your chart that you want to trade. Okay, you got his answer. No problem, Bram. When we plan a screen like this, I hope that helps you out, man, because it could be between Python and MotoWave, there's a lot of things that you can use, but to get data, this is a really good platform to get your percent movers, because it's the percent movers that move. And as I've shown you, compared to Bitcoin, or the price moves of Engine, you can see how slow it is here, but I showed you the price move of Bitcoin or Ethereum. It's a big difference. I mean, just look at XRP, right? It's moving a much faster price than a smaller coin. So that's pretty well it for day trading. But as I said, I'm gonna use more MotoWave for that. And one thing I need to make sure that people understand this, from my end, what I have the ability to do is I have a way to publish these charts. Like, so if I put in, I don't know, like these things, like, I don't know if you guys have seen this thing, but the components, it's mind-boggling, all these components. So I can put in markers or Fibonacci, you know, and just go crazy with this stuff, right? So I can save this data overlays, call them, and put them and save them and publish them. And then they get made available on my backend server. I've got a video on this. So if you're one of my customers, you'll be able to get instant access to that file, that analysis file. It's a markup language file, and then just import it instantly into your MotoWave, and you get everything that I publish, be it the indicators, studies, everything. It's really phenomenal what you can do. That would be great. If you can export a few of them for us and help us understand so we can import and play with it, I can do that. Do you have the MotoWave? You said you didn't have it, right, Bahram? Yeah, I can do that. No problem. I can definitely do that. And I can publish it into my server. So what I set up on the back end, if you go to the Quant Labs Academy, okay, I don't think I'm logged in, but where you go for that is under the Quant Analytics. You have here MotoWave repo download. That's what I'm talking about. So I publish that to the repository, and then you can download the appropriate chart or instrument, which is really good. And that will include, as I said, the study as well. I don't think it includes the strategy, but definitely it'll give you a better analysis. I plan to do those quite a bit during the day and throughout the day. I'm going to try to figure out a schedule for it. But the thing is, I can't, if I say I'm going to do Monday, 2 p.m., I can't sit here and say, yeah, those are the coins all going to move all of a sudden at 2 p.m. But at least we can do analysis on that time. And lay out some of the best trades, as I've done here on these charts, and make them available. And then you can apply them and set up your trades. So we can definitely do that on Zoom sessions. Does that help you out? Anybody else got any questions at all? Because it's getting exciting. Yeah, go ahead, Bahram. If you want to unmute yourself, dude, please do.
Do you hear me now?
Go ahead, man.
It was a great session. Thank you. Well, I was planning to get one of these like MotoWave installed, but I didn't do that after a long while. But after doing some analysis and coding the some technical indicators manually, I realized that this is really taking a long time and it's time consuming rather than doing it. I think I should, I'm particularly myself, need to stick with kind of proper decent platform like MotoWave. And yeah. It really enforced me to purchase a license. In the end of the day, I think I have to buy one license, and I'll go ahead and do it.
I think just if you get the standard at 250 US, that's a pretty good deal, or 24 a month.
Because
you got to factor in your time. How much would it cost you if you were to build yourself out to do what you're trying to accomplish via, I don't know, let's say, as you said, doing technical analysis, and let's say Python with TA-Lib, and you're spending hour after hour after hour trying to get it working, and you already got a platform that has done all that heavy lifting for you, and all you got to do is go in and customize the coding for whatever study or strategy you want to use.
Indeed, yeah. It will do it. For me,
yeah,
it will work definitely.
And
thank you. That was a great session.
No problem. Sorry, you had a question though.
No, I think I asked all of my questions tonight. I'm done for tonight. I will save my questions for next session.
Okay. Well, we'll have another one on Monday again. But it just when I started going back to Moto, I'm like, what am I, you know, don't get me wrong, I love Python, but I just get things done faster on MotoWave. And
indeed, you literally mentioned about that. You literally told us how you're trading during probably last week.
Yeah.
And that really helped me to figure out what strategy that you're following. And it is pretty decent, pretty quick. I think this is one of the right way of doing it, really. As you said, it's pretty quick We will just download and I will use smooth rate of change and go from there.
Yeah, and another thing I want to mention here, it's really important, is when you look at the daily chart of Bitcoin, okay? So let's say that's a daily chart, but when you look at, let's say, an hourly or even a 15-minute, or maybe, let me see, a 2-hour. But what you'll see are the moves of classic mean reverting. And if you were to watch the overall price of Bitcoin or any coin, you'll see it's mean reverting. And during the day, it's very volatile, where it's got the up moves and they're big. And then you just flip it and you start shorting to reap the benefit there. So you have a classic oscillator. And right now with Bitcoin and Ethereum, you're getting a lot of those daily patterns. So with MotiveWave, you could find a really good set of studies or strategies that do the that take care of that for you, the oscillating. So as an example, there's one called, all I have to do is really like this detrended price oscillator strategy. So if you were, you see, the good thing is if the market regime changes, you don't have to blow your head out to create a new strategy to readjust to what the market's doing, because the market's going to change again. Right now it's moving up, but it will drop back. So you have to have a suite of really good strategies to watch and trade under those conditions. So with all these studies and strategies, you have that capability. And the other thing is, that's why it's really important to have kind of like a watch list to see what is moving and what's not. But you also have to really, if you do this full time and just watching the crypto market 24/7 or pretty close to it, you'll get a feel and an idea of where the market is. So right now the market is oscillating, and it's oscillating in extreme moves. And that's kind of good for a mean reverting strategy, specifically on Bitcoin or Ethereum, or some of those, you know, like XRP as another example, and be able to really make some good money. One classic coin that really got me thinking, there's a couple here, is Doge, obviously. I mean, you know, I've heard stories on, like, let's say here back in January, if you had $1,000 here, I mean, you're up $45,000. So they said, as a joke with Doge, if you had a grand in January and you put it into Doge, I mean, no one knew it was going to move like this, but let's say you did, or you just did it by luck, you'd have enough money to buy a Tesla. You know what I mean? You have enough $45,000 in your account from this one trade, okay? So my bot's going to miss that. And that's what I was like thinking, is there another way to be able to day trade? I know I got MotiveWave. I know I can use it to my advantage. And another one is XRP itself, because you look at the day chart, I mean, there's some, look at this, a monster move right there, or here. And sometimes my bot may pick up a couple of those trades. But here, if you put a trade here, let it hold for a day, you would have made mad money at the end of it and be up 20, 30, 40, 50% one day. Or the Sol that I mentioned, let me pull that up.
Indeed, yeah, that's huge amounts.
Right? Yeah, but no bot can pick up those kind of moves. I mean, they have to be programmed for that. That's the problem. But here's an example of what I'm talking about here. The daily chart. I mean, if you just put, I can't remember the chart that I had. Oh, SRM was the other one. Okay, let me pull up SRM. So SRM, I never really paid any attention to because it wasn't moving. But when it started to move, it just did something. I was like, whoa, hold on here. If you look at this on a daily chart right here, you'd be at $550, and it's already reached $11. So you would have doubled your money in 2 days. The bot would never give you, you know, two times on this one trick. The bot's not designed exactly for that. And that's where I'm like, oh, we got to start kind of like day trading here and trying to automate all this stuff. And that's what led me down this path, because I know when these coins are moving, right? But there's a couple of things that you can look for to see if it moves or not. Or another one's BNB, right? This one's been a monster mover as well. And again, I mean, this trend here, $50, now it's at $600. That's a 12 time return. And the bot may pick it up intraday here and there, but to hodl that, you would have made 10, 12 times. Or another example would have been that I really been watching and I really like is XMR. I don't know if you know that one, that's Monero. Just as an example. Yeah, so
you quite often mention about this coin.
What's that?
You quite often mention about this coin.
Yeah, I love this coin. This one's the coin I would hodl right now. And there's a story for it. Is here you can see $79 in September. It's only had one pullback and it's already gone up four times just to hodl it. Kind of like how you would have gold 15% of your portfolio to hodl. This is a good one to hodl. And I say that because with everybody snooping into your capital gains and all this stuff, you know, people are getting scared of that. So with Monero, it's an anonymous coin and they can't break this coin. And another one that's done fairly well is Zcash as well. XMRs, but these are okay coins to have. And it's a trend. These are private coins. And that's why these coins are doing well. But between XMR and Zcash, XMR is pretty good to hodl or hold. So there's kind of like three separate strategies here that you can kind of play with. but that's kind of like where I'm branching out into. And actually, I got you guys here. I'm going to explain. Do you want me to explain why we're getting exceptions? What's happening is, let's say, if I pull up my coin tracking info here, I've got $6,000 now in my account, okay? So if I have $6,000 in my account, you can see it's already gone down. Remember when we were at $6,100? So daily target, we could stop trading just as a metric for that. But coming back to what I was trying to point out is with coin tracking and why we get exceptions is if I only have $5,000-$6,000 in my account, and I've built a bot that builds a watch list, okay? And then the market starts to move incredibly well where everything's moving out of 100 coins, okay? So half of those coins are going to move and maybe 40 of those coins are going to be added to a watch list. So all those coins are being put on a watch list and they start to move. All of a sudden, you're going to get from 40 coins on a watch list, all of a sudden, 20, 30 of them could be entered in as positions. So the bot's continuously trying to make orders. And if there's not enough money in that account, you're going to get one or two messages, which are what I'm getting, what is, I guess, collectively what we're getting is a lot size, meaning we don't have enough quantity for the order, because therefore it does not get filled. So you'll get that as one scenario. Or if you do get fills, let's say 5-10 fills, that's going to eat up into this balance. So if you got now 10 positions at $300-$400 a pop, that's going to be $3,000-$4,000 now tied up. But the bot's still trying to put on more positions. So now it's going to say, well, now you have insufficient funds. So that's why we're getting those. And on the exit side, as I said, as a fix, under the trading log that I highlighted here, let me just pull that up. This is now a working trading log or journal. You can see here what will happen is, so when it does the exit, it's gonna do, that's not what we want. We want the history, trading history. So as an example for Ethereum, it's going to close out at $100 a pop. And I've already mentioned it in this recording, but it's going to close out a couple of positions over that $400 or $400 tether position. and it'll close them out over multiple steps, and it's pretty fast. And then you'll get a complete fill on that open position, so it'll close it out. So that's fixed. But as I said, you're going to get what they call dust orders. So you're going to get a balance still that will not get closed out. So you will, from time to time throughout the day, have to close out those positions. And it's usually positions with the quote unquote dust where I'll be less than $100. And as I said, every 6 hours, Binance allows it. And you just convert those small balances that you hold, and then you can convert them into BNB. And once they're in BNB, then you can just sell the lot in BNB if you want back into your USDT wallet. So that's something as best as I can get fixed. So that's what I got fixed in this new trading client. But I was going to release it, but what I want to do is now use this idea of using your trading balance as a measurement for risk and say, yes, trade, continue trading, because the profit's moving up or your account balance is still growing. And once it starts to decline, you can either scale back the trading or stop trading. And once that account starts to grow again, resume the trading. So very simple and effective way to kind of control your trading and only trade when your account's profitable, and mark it at, let's say, midnight local to your time. And throughout that 24-hour period, use that as the metric to say how much you've accumulated for the day. Because that's what I was trying to use this here, the daily balance, because here you get a daily balance on coin value. And if that's hits a certain level and it starts to drop off, stop trading. So unfortunately with the coin track and API, they don't have that, but I do have access to the daily balance. So that's why I'm going to use daily balance as a metric, and I can put that code into the trading script, so you'll be able to control that at your end, as long as you have a coin tracking .info subscription. Go ahead, Ben.
If you take the balance from the Binance straightforward, I think the latency will be dropped rather than taking it from the crypto tracking. There will be probably latency if coin tracking takes the balance from Binance. Let's say if you're only trading with Binance, that makes sense to take from Binance. But if you're dealing with multiple exchanges, that doesn't make sense.
That's exactly. That's what I was more looking towards. Yeah. But yeah, if that's the case, go ahead.
So sorry about that, Mike. Next point I want to ask about the commissions. I approximately make 100 transactions buy and sell to USDT. Each of them was about like 2,000 grand, just to give you a clear idea. And I lost about 100 pounds just in the commissions, because when you buy and sell about 2,000 USDT, it approximately cuts 3 to 4 pounds for each trade, like $3 to $5, sometimes $2, $3. Yeah. And I end up losing about $100. It is just about the all gone to commissions. It doesn't mean I lost the money. The money I lost in the trades, because I'm trading to learn something. It was kind of experiment. But the majority of money, like 90% of the money, gone to the commissions. Is there any way of reducing this commission fees from
the only clients? The only way you can reduce commission is by having a bigger account, because Binance will give you discounts on the commission if you have a bigger account.
I see.
That's the only way to do that. And do bear in mind, with all the other exchanges, Binance is one of the lowest. I think Binance would be the lowest. Like, for instance, with Binance, it's 0.1%. Kraken is 0.16%. Sorry, Kraken's 0.16%, and Coinbase is 0.5%. So they're the most expensive for Coinbase. So they're a no-go. But even with Kraken, when I had that so-called million-dollar bot that I simulated, it would bring in 1 million, and about 200,000 to 300,000 of that went to commissions. So it's just a fact of life.
So you are basically saying you must trade millions to reduce the
commission. First of all, that's unrealistic because that's with Kraken, that's assuming at the lowest tier on Kraken, your commission would be a lot lower. But what I'm trying to highlight here is your commissions. If you do get a winning bot, your commissions are going to be a lot more significant than you think. But comparatively to other exchanges, as I said, Binance is the lowest.
Okay, clear. Thanks,
Brian. Okay. Because that's one of the big reasons why I'm on Binance. You could not do this on Coinbase. It's too impractical. You might have a fighting chance with Kraken, but not with Binance. I mean, with Binance, you have a fighting chance.
Clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Sika, did you have a question? I think it was you.
No, not really.
Okay. So, if anybody else got any questions at all, because I mean, it's not really what we're doing here is day trading, but the only portion that's really day trading is just pulling off the charts and opening them manually and then apply the strategy. So it's about 75% automated. But as I said, you can use the watch list in MotoWave and just manually open the chart through that. So you can use that as a screener from within MotoWave. Make sense?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other comments or questions at all? Is there any topics you want me to cover in the next couple of weeks?
Well, if you purely focus on MotoWay, well, that will be definitely useful.
In terms
because,
of what
I particularly don't know how to use MotoWay. I didn't spend time on the courses that you prepared on the website, the blog. Yeah, I mean, general overall, like what you showed us today about what watch list, how to create watch list, and if you show us like a couple of more indicators, like you find the strategies and or the studies, like smooth moving average or
what I can show you for now,
the trended price. Is it called the trended price oscillator?
Yeah, for the volatility or oscillator. Yep. Now again, these might not be included with certain editions, so do realize that. But there's this one called Detrended Price Oscillator Strategy. That's probably good for volatility. And another one is this one called Vidya 2 Strategy for Volatility. So those are out of box working with MotoWave.
Great, thank you.
So you want MotoWave studies and features, right? That's what you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay. What I can do for now, I can introduce you to, if you go to my YouTube channel, go under, playlists. I have on purpose a MotoWave playlist of all the different features here. But it's a lot of videos in there. But I do think at the beginning, it will walk you through some of the highlights of MotoWave and some programming ideas. So you could look at those if you want, Barrow.
Sure. Have you got some on your website in the academy?
If it's going to be, it's going to be a video and it's going to be on YouTube.
Okay, great.
In terms of like courses and stuff, to be honest, there's no point in me doing that because if you go into the marketplace and that's something that you want, there are all kinds of courses and strategies that are available for... So let's say if you go into referral partners, What do we want? We want, I think there's partners or something here. There is a marketplace you can look at. I think under partners here. Yeah, you did, you have all the different partners here and other products too. So this is under resources. Yeah, right here. This is the marketplace. So there's some good, really good indicators in there. Okay. So that's a good, another good spot to go. Is the future script working, or should we move the funds to the spot wallet? What would you recommend? Oh, see, that's a tough one. Okay. Futures only right now works on Ethereum and Bitcoin. What I can do, I can activate the Ethereum and Bitcoin or the futures bot. And you can see there that Ethereum's trending. So you could do that. I could run it, but I'm not confident with that bot because it's not been developed enough. So something I don't know if I could recommend. I have a Kraken one as well. I've been working that for 2-3 weeks trying to get triggers, but I think they'll start triggering entries now. But I think it's just better to stay in spot because spot is going to be better. And here's why. 10 days ago, when I looked at all this, I had a Coinbase account and I moved everything back and consolidated everything into Tether. Okay. And with the crashes that have been happening, I'm very happy I'm holding Tether because those are very small hits versus, you know, 10% loss or 20% loss if I was holding more Bitcoin or Ethereum. So my approach right now is to hold in Tether as much as you can and work off of the spot bot and this new, call it day trading technique, and do everything in USDT because at least you're protecting yourself in case there's more crashes or corrections coming in the crypto market. And it's because you're holding more Tether, you're better off. It's like a form of insurance. If I had kept my holdings in either Ethereum or Bitcoin, I'd be down at least 20%, maybe 30%. But I'm only down maybe at most 10% because I'm holding Tether. So I'd hold off, but there's another part of me struggling. Bitcoin and Ethereum will start to perform. Like Ethereum's performing. Bitcoin may come back and start to perform short term, but that's a hard one. But I would rely more on the spot bot to perform because usually it will outperform both Ethereum and Bitcoin no matter what because, well, as I just showed you one coin that doubled in 2 days. So I think that might be the better approach for now. Futures is good, but it's meant for the bigger coins, but yet how it traditionally has worked the last 2 years with Binance, they would have all these new coins on the market and in the spot, I should say, and there's gonna be a set that will perform. Okay. So they will perform well in the spot market. And then maybe 2 months later, what will happen is Binance will then move those coins or make them available in the futures market. So when they're in the futures market, you don't get the same performance as you did when they first came out or got listed in the spot market. So the spot market's where you're going to get the best performance for all these smaller coins. So as an example, I know Theta is in the futures market, but it probably took it a month or two. But during that month or two to get into the futures market, Theta did go through an explosive move, and you can probably see a price starting to here, and then Binance goes, oh, we don't want to miss out, and then we'll put that Theta into the futures market, and then the futures market Theta would perform from here to here. So if it was just alone in the spot market, you capture all these up moves, but once it moves into the futures market, you miss out on those opportunities. So it's better right now, for two reasons, stay in the spot market and just hold in Tether to protect your account, like, is your number one goal, as we've always talked about, right? And then hopefully, and usually you will capture coins that will outperform what's in the futures. And Doge is a great example, or BNB, a whole load of them. But you'll still get the benefit if you're in the spot or the futures. But right now, the futures one that I've got focuses on Ethereum and Bitcoin, and they're just not performing as well as what's in the spot market. And at the same time, you're able to hold it in USDT for better protection on your account. So I'm not sure if the long-winded answer answers it, but just trying to give you the rationale what I'm trying to do here. Any other questions at all? No problem, Sika. Any other questions at all? Okay, so let me go over what's been going on with YouTube. I know a lot of you guys are on YouTube. I don't think I'll be streaming and probably not posting on YouTube. I will be posting more on Rumble, okay, because YouTube just don't like cryptocurrency. I got my first warning and they mean it. And I lose my YouTube channel, so therefore I'm just going to focus on Rumble. In terms of what I post, I've been playing around a lot with Twitter. So I'm going to start posting more on Twitter. So if you want to get more up to date, if you have a Twitter account, just follow me at QuantLabs. I'm just playing around with video and audio and seeing what works. And yeah, that's probably where I'm going to put more emphasis on posting stuff. Because I'm not posting as much on Facebook. That data, how they capture data on Facebook scares me. and now with YouTube, I was tolerable with YouTube, but now that they're forcing me off of YouTube, basically, more of the emphasis will be put on Twitter as a result. As long as the people are nice to me, I'll stay on Twitter. And also, I know you guys are on the Discord server as well. I'm trying to build that out because I get it to a certain level, I might be able to stream on Discord. And then hopefully you're on my Telegram as well. So that's where all the emphasis goes. Trying to get off of Facebook and Google, YouTube and all that as much as possible. It's really a dangerous set of platforms with the amount of data collection they've got there. And then I've got the topic. So I'll definitely, as you know, I'll be focusing quite a bit on MotoWave as well for the day trading. So we can capture some of these other moves that the bot won't be able to pick up. And I'll definitely help you out, Bayram, and maybe give you an overview of MotoWave and some of the general features of MotoWave next week.
That's not cool. It.
Yeah, no problem, man. Now, I keep saying I'm going to keep moving back the time with the Mondays. I'm going to see what happens with Twitter and see what they want as well. But I might be able to roll back the time on Mondays and go from there, or at least I'll try to keep it short. I know myself and somebody else, we talked a lot. Anything else you guys want to ask?
No, I will call it a day. Thank you very much for your time, Brian.
No problem.
Right here. So we'll speak to you probably during the week or next Monday. You take care.
Okay. Have a good night or day.
Good night. Later on.
Bye. Boy, I know you're waiting in the background there. Anything you want to ask? Because I know you have MotoWave, but I think with MotoWave, you'll be able to get better usage out of MotoWave with what I'm planning to get into. Because as I said, over the last couple of weeks with Doge as an example, I missed out on so much. And some other ones I noticed as well. So I'm not sure if you want to ask anything or comment away, but if not, we'll just call it a night. All right, well, if not, then we'll call it a night. And I'll see you next week then. Have a good night. Later.